Jess.
Hi.
She gives to support Matteo, a ministry trainee at her church. Both use a stewardship account, so 25% gift aid is instantly added. Jess's giving goes further, and Matteo receives extra support. Then there's Frank.
Hello.
Stewardship helped him set up a fund to donate from his various assets. He supports Fatima, who started a charity with support from stewardship.
Stewardship. Give generously, gather faithfully, grow purposefully. Search Stewardship and see how we can help you. Stewardship is a charity registered with the Charity Commission for England and Wales and the Fundraising Regulator.
Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 8. It was by faith that Abraham obeyed when God called him to leave home and go to another land that God would give him as his inheritance. He went without knowing where he was going. At the age of 75, Abraham headed out from his home in Haran without having a clue where he was going. What an incredible moment. People in my experience just don't do things like that. Usually, we have a clear idea where we're heading, and a whole lot of planning happens first too. But Abraham was called by God, so off he went. We have to conclude that Abraham was absolutely confident in God. In human terms, he was taking the most enormous risk, but in spiritual terms, he was clearly completely convinced that he was doing the right thing. In our risk-averse culture, you can imagine people lining up endless, very sensible reasons why Abraham should play it safe and stay at home. But his confidence in God was all that he needed to step out into the unknown. I've spent a huge number of hours in recent years working with colleagues on risk assessments. I totally understand that this is a very responsible way of working, and I'll always want us to do everything we can to anticipate carefully all potential risks and to exclude unnecessary ones. However, that doesn't mean that we should play it so safe that we never step out into new areas or try new ideas. Abraham's life of faith should give us courage to step out with God. I would hope that every church is a community where people are encouraged to take steps of faith, even when the risks of failure and opposition are real. Playing it safe doesn't seem to be the way in which God works. So let me ask you a question. When did you last take a risk for God? Now let me pray with you. Loving God, thank you for the inspiring example of Abraham. Teach us more each day of what it means to live a life of daring faith. Amen. Well, I'm so glad you've joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. I do hope you have a really great day today.
Stewardship, helping Christians be the best stewards with the resources God gives. Proudly partnering Be Still and Know with Jonathan Edwards.
The Ask NT Wright Anything podcast is back.
Hello, this is Tom Wright speaking to you from my study here in Oxford in England. I'm really looking forward to the fact that Mike Bird and I are relaunching the Ask NT Wright Anything podcast, looking at key questions that people have sent in, but also developing some themes that he and I have been interested in and we're eager to talk about with one another.
Listen today on your chosen podcast provider and head to asknt.com to submit your question.